This is Akashvani Shillong, the North East News Bulletin, read by Vendrani Rajana. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to initiate year-long celebration of 150 years of national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi today. Tripura Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu visits Kowai-Bangladesh international border. Meghalaya Government constitutes committee to research on tribes of Meghalaya and document their migration. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the year-long celebration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi today. Organised by the Ministry of Culture, the event will officially launch the nationwide commemoration, which will run till the 7th of November next year. The celebration aims to honour the timeless song composed by Rishi Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay in his celebrated novel Anandamath, that inspired India's freedom movement and continues to evoke unity and national pride. The inaugural ceremony will feature a curated exhibition on the history of Vande Mataram, a documentary screening, and the release of a commemorative stamp and coin to mark the historic milestone. Tripura Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu visited the Kowai-Bangladesh international border yesterday as part of his inspection of border villages. He reviewed the implementation of various central and state government schemes in remote frontier areas. He visited border locations and inspected BSF watchtowers and interacted with the Jawans. In an interview with Akashvani, the governor said that he has been touring border districts for the past 3 days to ensure proper implementation of welfare schemes. He plans to visit the remaining 8 border villages of Kowai next month, focusing on education, self-help groups, healthcare, drinking water, electricity, housing, LPG connections and ration distribution. The Meghalaya government has constituted a committee to research on the tribes of Meghalaya and document their migration from Tibet for the Garos and from Vietnam and Cambodia for the Khasi and Jhantia communities. The committee has met to discuss the way forward and is chalking out plans to begin documentation of the journey, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma said. He informed that to promote and conserve the rich heritage of the people of Meghalaya, the government has rolled out grants that can be availed for research and documentation. He made the announcement on the opening day of the 3-day Wangala Festival at Wangala Adam, Chibagre in West Garo Hills yesterday. On the occasion of the Nongkrem Dance Festival, leaders of Meghalaya extended warm greetings to the people of the state, celebrating the rich cultural heritage of the Khasi community. Governor C.H. Vijaya Shankar and Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma conveyed their wishes, highlighting the festival's spiritual and cultural significance. The governor emphasized that the sacred Nongkrem dance reflects unity, devotion and gratitude for a bountiful harvest. The Chief Minister wished that the festival would strengthen bonds of peace and harmony among all communities. Nagaland's Advisor for Social Welfare, Wang Pang Konyak, has announced plans to establish an old age home in every district of the state. Addressing an eye camp for senior citizens at the Mon District Hospital yesterday, he reaffirmed the department's commitment to uplift vulnerable groups, including the elderly. The government will forward social assistance, meeting nutritional standards and protecting those at risk through schemes like old age pension, elderly helpline and charity care. The 49th edition of the 100 Drums Wangala Festival began at Wangala Adam, Chibragre, West Garo Hills yesterday. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, MLA Mehtab Chandi, Chief Secretary Dr. Shakil P. Ahmed and others attended the inaugural function. Celebrated since 1976, the festival honours the sun god Misi Saljong through dance, music and indigenous games. The Chief Minister announced 25 lakh rupees support and plans for a grand golden jubilee with 1,000 drums as envisioned by his late father P. A. Sangma. Dr. Ahmed highlighted the importance of preserving cultural identity, and the event also showcased local cuisine through an indigenous slow food competition, reinforcing Meghalaya's vibrant heritage. The Office of the Deputy Commissioner, East Castle Hills District, has issued clarification regarding the ongoing strike called by the Meghalaya Commercial Truck Owners and Drivers Association, MCTODA, against cement factories operating in the district. Following the announcement of the strike from the 27th of October 2025, the district administration promptly initiated a dialogue process to resolve the issue through consultation with all stakeholders. A coordination meeting was held on the 30th of October at the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Kliriat, which was attended by representatives of the Jankel Hills Cement Manufacturers Association, the Jankel Hills Truck Owners Association, and the East Jankel Hills Truck Owners and Transporters Association. Despite being formally invited, MCTODA declined to attend the meeting. The other two associations confirmed that they are operating smoothly with their cement plants and do not support the strike. Despite most of their other concerns being accepted by the cement plants, MCTODA refused to withdraw the strike and continued to obstruct the movement of trucks carrying cement and clinker along National Highway 6, disrupting essential transport and public movement. Reports have also been received of incidents involving damage to vehicles and harassment of non-participating drivers. The East Khasi Hills District Police have therefore taken lawful measures to clear blockades, restore traffic and ensure the safety of all road users. Maureen Kadeng MLA, Heaving Stone Kapran, has condemned the alleged excessive use of force by police during the Meghalaya Commercial Truck Owners and Drivers Association protest, held around midnight on the 5th of November. He claimed several protesters, including women and children, were injured when police fired tear gas to disperse the crowd, despite the peaceful nature of the demonstration. He urged the state government to immediately intervene, refrain from further force, and engage in dialogue with the Truckers Association to resolve their long-pending grievances peacefully. The Manipur International Textile Expo 2025 will begin today at the Urban Hut in Nilakuti, Imphal East District. Additional Chief Secretary, Textiles, Anurag Bajpai, said that the central scheme for the expo is Weaving a Sustainable Future, Manipur's Handloom Heritage to Global Fashion. The primary goal is to acclaim the global stage by showcasing Manipur's diverse handloom, handicraft and textile products with a strong emphasis on eco-friendly textiles, natural dyes and sustainable weaving practices deeply rooted in Manipuri tradition. He said that different global sourcing firms will participate in the expo. A delegation of 16 Gao Buris and 7 Gao Buras of Lower Subansiri District called on Arunachal Pradesh Governor, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, at Raj Bhavan in Itanagar yesterday. The governor advised them on several social issues, including natural farming and smart village concept, and developmental progress of the state. Complimenting them for adult education courses, Mr. Parnaik said that education is the most powerful tool to transform a village. He urged them to ensure that every child, boy or girl, completes basic education before stepping into adulthood. The governor also shared his concern over drug menace and said that vulnerable youth must be identified and guided towards sports, skill training and community activities. Reminding of the message of Swachh Bharat, the governor exhorted them to encourage every household to keep their premises clean. Director General of Akashvani, Rajiv Kumar Jain, is on a two-day visit to Kohima, marking his first official visit to Nagaland. During his visit, Mr. Jain inspected the FM transmission set up at DDMC Dimapur, as well as FM studio and regional news unit section at Kohima Station. Today, Mr. Jain is scheduled to hold various meetings, including with Nagaland Chief Secretary Senthilyangar Imchen. He will also hold review meetings with the officers at Akashvani Kohima. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.